If you've heard me talk to this bloke before on this program, Angus Taylor, get to know him. He's very bright, very decent, and very approachable. One of the outstanding talents in the Turnbull government. It's hard to believe, though, he didn't make the first 41 in the ministry. A whole lot of nitwits like Wyatt Roy and others were preferred ahead of him. But he is now the assistant minister to the Prime Minister, appointed to oversee the government's digital economy and cities agenda. Mind you, he's not sufficiently influential in government to be able to encourage the Prime Minister to submit himself to a bit of cross-examination on that chair over there that's empty because we're waiting for the Prime Minister to appear on this program. Hasn't been here, of course, since he became Prime Minister, not once. Many, many invitations have been extended, some acknowledged, most ignored. You don't get any votes running away from scrutiny. However, that's another day. Angus Taylor is saying some very interesting things. He's not the only person saying it. There are people in the business world talking about technology. This is big time, I think, and its impact on the Australian workforce. Now, the argument which is valid is that we're in the midst of a technological gold rush that Australia is missing out. America, for example, has created companies like Apple, Alphabet, Microsoft, Facebook, Amazon. Our major companies are still banks and miners and Telstra. The number of students studying IT, information technology, has fallen by between 40 and 60% over the past decade. And enrolments in other critical subjects like science and maths and chemistry are down. I've spoken to Matt Barry before on this program about the state government's lockout laws. He made the comment last week, quote, "In my company, we hire as many good software developers as we can, and we hire them by the metric ton. But we're lucky to get 2 job applications a day. Yet we put an ad in for an office manager, and we get 350 applications in 2 days. And he says, who's going to go through all the office manager applications? And who's going to retrain them? The CSIRO chairman, David Thodey, says 6 million Australians need to be retrained to become digitally literate by 2025. Now, don't start knocking at the knees out there. If we're to have any hope of competing on the international stage and escape dependency on natural resources, which prompts the question, how hard is it for people to learn new skills when it comes to technology? Well, this man is very knowledgeable, very approachable, and he's written a text, a little Bible about all of this, which I'll tell you about later. It's called The Promise of Digital Government Transforming Public Services, Regulation and Citizenship. I'm not sure he could fit all those words on the front page, but that's what it is. It's by Angus Taylor, published by Connor Court. He's on the line. Angus Taylor, good morning.
Morning, Alan.
When I read all this, I think of one thing. Who would just start in schools? Who is teaching this stuff in schools with the priority it deserves?
Well, the truth is we probably haven't given it the priority it deserves, Alan. As you said in your introduction, this matters more than ever now.
Yeah.
We're seeing technology having an impact on almost every industry. Well, I think every industry, your industry in media, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know, industries I'm very close to, agriculture, farming, is having an enormous impact, and we haven't caught up with that in the way we're teaching it. And more importantly, and this is the point I make in the book that you just talked about, government hasn't embraced it as much as it should have. And you know, we are not using technology to make government more efficient, more effective, manage our costs, provide better services to citizens. And this has to be a real priority.
Yeah, you made a very good point, I thought, in that book. Thanks for the copy, by the way, which hasn't yet arrived. But I know you can't afford the postage stamp and all that sort of stuff. But as you make the very, very valid point, government is not dealing in apples and oranges, which are goods. It's dealing in services, and it ought to be possible to use technology to make those services more efficient. And I suppose the best way of explaining that to our listeners is to say that if we come in here and say, oh, who won the football last night, you don't have to sort of ring anyone up. You've got your app down, you go, you've got all the scores, who scored the tries, it's all there, isn't it? That should be available by way of government services as well.
Exactly right. So if you look at what government does, You know, whether it's the tax office or whether it's what we do in Centrelink with welfare or whether it's, you know, immigration, this is mostly moving information and payments.
Yes.
And that is something that can be done very, very efficiently through technology without duplication. We have a lot of that now, and I know you and I have talked about that in the past.
Yeah.
Very efficiently. And frankly, government has got to catch up. It is behind the private.
See, I note that Deloitte Access Economics report, which I was looking at last night, and this is for benefit of my listeners, these are staggering figures. They have said that a face-to-face transaction for a government service costs about $17. Yep. A digital transaction, 40 cents. That's the money you're talking about saving, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And there's always some things you need to do face-to-face. But there's a lot we can do using technology. And you know, most Australians do their banking now, most of their banking online or through their phone. And in fact, it turns out that most Australians, not everybody, but most Australians prefer it that way because it's quick, it's simple. I can do it any time of the day or night. I don't have to travel anywhere to do it.
No.
And yet government isn't keeping up with this. Now, Deloitte tells us this is worth to both the citizens who are using the services and avoiding having to travel, for instance, and the government, about $27 billion just to get started, just the basic savings we can get out of this. So this is very, very important at a time when we need to contain the size of government. We need to give every chance to private sector to get on and do the job without higher taxes.
But the notion still in some places is that you'll improve your productivity and output by hiring extra staff, and that no longer applies. Technology will be tomorrow the driver of progress. I see that Deloitte Access Economics says that there are 811 million transactions across state and federal governments a year, 811 million, but 40% are still completed using telephone or the post office or face-to-face. Each face-to-face, they said, costs about $17. Each postal transaction, about $13. Each telephone transaction, $7. The digital transaction, 40 cents.
Exactly right.
But how do you reskill Australia digitally, Angus?
Well, look, it starts with the schools. There's no doubt about it. We have struggled to get really good science and maths teachers in recent years, you know.
And definitely.
I know I'm speaking here to an old English teacher,
yes.
But we do struggle to get those really inspiring maths and science teachers.
Yep.
Look, I had a couple of them at school, and I've never forgotten the lessons. I've taken it with me ever since. It is inspiring to have a wonderful science and maths teacher. We do need to attract, you know, some of our very best people into teaching in those areas, both at schools and universities. This is a real focus of the government.
And then re-educate the public, go away from the school now, and to re-educate the public, you're talking about the urgency of this. This is your job.
Yes.
How does Angus Taylor, Minister in Charge, re-educate the public?
Well, look, you know, part of it is we've got to get out and talk about how important this is. But I think that the most important thing we as a government can do is actually walk the walk, not just talk the talk.
Yes.
We need to deploy, we need to use these technologies, encourage technically literate people to come and help government to make government work better. If we can demonstrate how it should be done, then we can be an exemplar for others. And, you know, certainly that's what I've been pushing for, is let's use technology better to solve the fundamental problems of government, how to manage our costs, how to better engage Australians in what good government involves. And I think that is a very important part of doing our bit to engage.
Turn the big ship around, eh?
That's right.
Good to talk to you, Angus. We'll catch up again soon.
Thanks, Alan.
There he is, Angus Taylor. Now, he has published a text commissioned by the Menzies Research Institute, which has been published this week. It's called The Promise of Digital Government, Transforming Public Services, Regulation and Citizenship. It's by Angus Taylor, published by Connor, COWR, Connor Court. Very smart young man. And put him down on the future leadership list. He's got all the goods. A Rhodes Scholar he was.